So thanks for coming on, Miles. We appreciate you. Just so everybody in the chat, make sure you keep it respectful, and we'll have some questions. People come up and ask some questions. So Daniel, I know you've been here since the beginning, so I'll let you up first.
Okay, I first want to say what up, Miles. I'm a big fan of yours. How I started watching you, and how I started watching actually some of the Pacers in general is my I'm a Knicks fan, and my girlfriend is a Pacers fan. So I started watching the Pacers, and I'm like, man, who's this guy who's amazing at defense? And then I just started watching your highlight, and that's how I became a fan of yours. And my big question is, so you were the NBA blocks leader in 2019. You've always been known for your defense, and you've been able to guard amazing players, especially amazing big men. How are you so consistently dominant at defense?
Well, first of all, man, I appreciate those words, man. That's dope. I appreciate just your support. I think for me personally, I watched a lot of film, bro. Like, film was like the biggest thing that got me to where I needed to be. Ever since I've been in the NBA, all my vets always told me about it. But working on my body, working on my mobility at 6'11", 7 feet, and just breaking down, like, defensive positioning, that was the biggest thing. And a lot of it, defense, is just mentality. You know, going out there and just knowing that you're, you know, you are the person that's going to be the anchor of the defense. Like, no one's going to be able to score on you. So it's all mentality, and it's all just from a learning standpoint.
Okay, man, thank you. Because personally, me, I play basketball, and I'm more of a 3-point guy, and I never have any defense. I'm always pretty trash at defense. So hearing it from one of the best, like a top 3 defender in the game, like you, is really important. Thank you, man, for going on locker room and doing all the stuff.
I appreciate it, man. But I'm gonna need you to get rid of that. Hey, before you go, bro, I'm gonna need you to get rid of that mentality. You're not just a 3-point shooter.
Okay.
I guarantee you could be a better defender if you put your mind to it. I guarantee you, bro. Guarantee.
Thank you so much, man. It means a lot coming from you.
Sorry. Thanks for coming up, Daniel. We're gonna have it is Maxwell up next.
Hey, what's going on? I didn't realize I'd be next.
What's up, bro? What you got?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Thank you, Title Leagues, everybody up here. Appreciate it, Miles, for coming through. It seems like, at least, I guess, from a, I don't know if it's just, you know, the media standpoint or from Twitter or whatever, it seems like the center position, I would say, over the last few years has been, you know, devalued a bit, and there's been so much transformation and transition happening in basketball itself, but, you know, particularly with what, you know, we expect centers to do in today's NBA. So can you talk about that and what kind of your thoughts on that and how you evolve your game so that you can stay, your game stays current and relevant in today's?
Well, you know, one thing, that's a great question, by the way. I think the game has changed so much from my rookie year to now. And when I was coming to the league, that's when the league first transitioned into, you know, big men shooting more threes and, you know, being quote unquote unicorns, if you will, in a sense. So I already had all that kind of stuff in my toolbox. It was just all about refining it for me and getting better at what I did and finding what my niche was. You know, when I first came to the league, I played the four a little bit. Then my next 2-3 years, I played the five. Now I'm back to playing the four. But if I wasn't able to shoot, if I wasn't able to, you know, space the floor, or do things in the perimeter, you know, I probably would have been, you know, traded by now or been playing overseas somewhere because I didn't have like a whole refined game. You can't just – the days of just posting up and playing 4-on-1 in are kind of over in a sense. And the league is trendy. It might get back to that. But I just always knew that if I can do a multitude of things out there on the floor from an offensive standpoint, and I already knew what I had defensively, there was no way I'd be able to – you'd be able to take me out in a sense. So just working on all aspects of my game and keeping that mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. Miles, thanks so much. I appreciate that. I'm a Hornets fan. I'm disappointed that we didn't draft you, but it's okay. We're doing a little bit better now. And, you know, best of luck to you in the rest of your journey this season and in your career. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man.
Thanks for the question, Maxwell.
Yeah, thanks,
next, guys. We'll have up Josh.
Hey, Miles, how we doing?
What's good, Josh?
Not much, man. So you kind of spoke on your mental health and, you know, kind of worrying about things you can control and you know, working on that. This offseason, there was obviously some heavy trade rumors around you and the Boston Celtics and among other teams. How did that affect your mentals? And did you just kind of block out the noise? I know as a Celtics fan, I really wish you're on our team right now, but you're having a heck of a season. And then just a follow-up question on that, something a little more lighthearted. What is your favorite Disney park out of all the ones at Disney World and including Disneyland?
Interesting. Well, I actually lead with that one, bro. I've actually never been to Disney. The only time I went to Disney World was the bubble, so I've actually never got the chance to actually go. I've always been a huge fan of it. I've always wanted to, but you know, I'll make that a mission of mine one day. The first spot I'm going to hit, though, is obviously the Star Wars exhibit. You know, I've seen the Millennium Falcon and pictures of that. That's probably the first thing I do, because I think that's dope. But to answer your first question, yeah, bro, the trade rumors, it's just part of the business and what comes with the territory, you know. This is the first time I can say, you know, I've been involved, as heavily involved in trades as far as, like, rumors and all that kind of stuff or hearing my name pop up that I ever have in my career. But I know my worth, and I know that this is a business at the end of the day, and wherever I go, that I know I'm going to personally flourish. And that's the mindset you have to develop, mindset you have to have. So you have to be able to block that kind of stuff out, because if you let it get to you, or let what naysayers or people who've never dribbled a basketball in their life, you know, dictate your mindset, you know, you're going to drive yourself insane. You're going to be miserable. So just knowing your own worth, and you're playing your game. And that's what I was able to do this summer. Just take time to myself, work out, and do what I had to do.
Awesome. Thanks for a great answer. And yeah, continue best of luck. Definitely check out Star Wars. The Rise of the Resistance ride is absolutely amazing. I think you're going to love it. But hey, good luck the rest of the season. And thanks for taking the time to answer that question. And Trish, Scott, Kurt, love these rooms. Title League podcast is amazing. So big shout out to you guys as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. And and I'm gonna vote Josh on Star Wars at Disney. Okay. Oh my God. It's like amazing. It's like anyway, it's probably the best theme park ride I've ever been on.
Fair enough.
It changed the game. And don't cheap out. Make sure you go build yourself your own droid and a lightsaber while you're there too. Not that, I mean, you got to cheap out, but I mean, just make sure you hit all of that stuff too.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm with all that.
Not sponsored by Disney, but please, if you want to sponsor us, we're happy to take it.
Yeah. Thanks for the same here.
Thanks for the plug, Josh.
But I'm sure Miles, on the flip side, it must feel good to be wanted by a bunch of teams too, right?
Yeah. You know, it's just knowing your value. I think that it's at this step of my stage, my career, you know, it's early, and, it kind of feels like going back to being recruited again, in a sense. You know, when you're going through the recruitment process in high school, it's like every team is looking, every college, every team, every coach is calling you and looking at you, and it's a good feeling. You know, obviously free agency and all that stuff is a lot different, or trade room is a lot different, but it's great to be wanted, you know, especially now while you're young.
Nice. So Dom, we'll have you next.
Oh, hey Miles, how's it going? Thanks for having me up. So my question is for you. I know lately there's been some players, like Curry did it a while ago. He named his all-time starting five, and it always causes a bunch of controversy. So what's your all-time starting five, but only including the players you played with or against?
With or – oh, wow.
Yeah, I have to make it a little bit more difficult for you, a little more controversial.
That was a loaded question. Played with or against. Okay. So – okay. I'd say – at point, I'm going prime D Rose, because when I first got in the league, D Rose is in his prime. He just came off the injuries and whatnot. So I would say that, yeah, D Rose. At the two, you know, we'll make it positionless, because you know everybody plays everything now. So we'll go KD, we'll go Bron. You got to throw both of them in there. I'm throwing Tim Duncan in there. I played against him my rookie year. So I'll put him at the four, KD at the two, Bron at the three, D Rose at the one, and at the five. Ooh.
You could always put yourself if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. And I'll be the five.
Cause I know that's who you're checking. I mean, also, another thing with your
hey, defense. Don, we only have time for one question. I apologize, man. It's just we have thanks, so many people away, and Miles only has so much time. So my apologies, hey, Don.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay, cool. So we'll have Wayne on next.
Hey, Title League. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Hey, Miles, how you doing today, my man?
What's going on, bro?
Man, if you're good, I'm good. I'm going to make it real quick. I'm real good friends with Will Barton, And we always see the noise and the disrespect he gets on Instagram and Twitter. So my question for you is, how do you channel out that noise and play the game? Because you're a hell of an athlete, man. How do you channel out that IG noise?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's definitely not easy. It's something I had to mature into. And I just learned to have fun with it, bro. Like, I can have a 30-point game. I can have a triple-double. Someone's always going to have something to say that's going to be negative. Oh, well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? So now for me personally, I clap back at people. I just look at it and laugh. Like, you have to learn just to have fun with what you do, because all those people that are commenting wish they had your life. You know what I mean? And they never will. So, you know, they go back to whatever sad, miserable, you know, stuff that they're on, and you get to live the life that you work so hard to get to. So it's not easy. It's something that I had to mature into. And as of recently, I just started having more fun with it. That's probably the biggest thing I would say.
Hey, thank y'all again, Title League. And thank you, Miles, for playing for us on the USA team, man. Really appreciated that. Took a lot.
Love, bro. Appreciate it.
Cool. Miles, do you still have some time for some more questions?
Go for it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll have Josh up next.
Oh, wow. It's actually me. Hey, thanks for having me on. Love listening to you guys. Good job. And Miles, great job of the season so far. Keep it up. My question for you, man, is, like, I know athletes, especially you, are constantly working on your game. What is it that you are wanting to add to your game? Because I know you're a damn good shooter, pretty damn good defender as well. But what are you looking to add to your own game?
I think for me personally, bro, it's probably just sharpening my perimeter reads and sharpening up, like, just getting to the basket. Because obviously I know I can shoot the ball. I can always get to that. But, you know, especially going into the playoffs, you got to add more to your arsenal. So just start sharpening up my ball handling and get to the basket a lot more. It's something I'm obviously already capable of doing, but just continue to get better at that, because I think that's be another aspect of my game that or one of the intangibles that I have moving forward that is just that's not expendable. So definitely that.
All right. Well, thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Josh. We'll have next Jimmy G Buckets.
All right. What's up, guys? What's up, Miles?
What's good, bro?
Just one question. See, I'm a real fan of defense, and obviously you're a really good defender, and I'm also a big fan of, like, basketball's history and all that. So I'm just wondering if there are a few guys from history that kind of inspired you. You watch them and you're like, oh, I want to play defense like them, or I want to be like them and have their impact, you know, on the defensive end or whatever end.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Kevin Garnett's intensity was obviously one of the big things, but I actually really love watching Joakim Noah, bro. Yeah, back in his prime days with the Bulls, he, in those playoff series, his intensity, his intent, the way he, like, went about things literally changed games. And people only know him now because of, you know, the memes and trolling him and stuff like that. But, bro, he was, like, a hell of a player, like, defensively, and he legitimately changed games. So he's one of the ones I enjoy watching as well.
All right. That's an interesting answer. Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. We got Rob next.
Hey, Miles, you know, you were teammates with Grizzlies legend Lance Stephenson, so I want to know, what's your best Lance Stephenson story?
Best Lance Stephenson story. Oh, man, there's a lot of those. Sheesh. Okay, yeah, I got one. We were in all Miami one night, and it was after the game. And Lance, you know, one kind of misconception about Lance is the fact that, like, Lance actually, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't put anything that's any toxins into his body. That's something that he's really big on. And people think just because he's as wild and as crazy as he is, that he's just this party animal. He's just that. He legitimately is, like, one of the only teammates I've ever had who doesn't drink or doesn't smoke. So we were in Miami and we gave him half a glass of wine. Like, not even a full glass of wine. We were all drinking wine. I personally love wine. I'm a connoisseur. And we gave him a cab. And when he got up from the table, he was, like, stumbling. Like, and he, like, couldn't walk, couldn't talk in a straight line, was slurring his words. And he was damn near blackout drunk off a half a glass of wine. Like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 sips. And that's probably the funniest, like, I guess, like, story I would say. Because, like, it's a common misconception about him is that he's not, that he's just party animal, he's just his dad. And that was actually crazy, the experience.
All right, thanks, Miles. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the question, Rob. We'll have Sarvan up next.
Hi, Miles. I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. I have one question to ask you. Like, most of the teams in the current NBA don't play two bigs, but the Pacers do. So is it challenging to defend, like, opposing force as a 6'11", 7-foot guy yourself? Or how did you get used to that?
Good question. I think that me personally, I enjoy the challenge. So I normally guard the five, so I'm not really guarding the perimeter guys, but, like, I get switched on the guards a lot. And I like taking the challenge of keeping those guys in front or making them take difficult shots. So I enjoy every part of it. You know, Domas is a little bit different. He has to guard those fours and switch them to guards, and it's not necessarily like his strong suit or something that he wants to get to. But for me personally, like, I love it. Like, I love going out there and trying to guard, you know, smaller guys and just proving what I can do.
Thanks, Miles. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the question, Sarvan. Jesse, you're up.
Hi, Miles. Big fan. I've been following you since you were in high school. Then I got really psyched you were going to Texas because I'm a huge Longhorns fan. I grew up in Bedford and in Austin.
Really?
So what's your go-to food spot when you come back to Texas? Either city, it doesn't matter.
If we're going back to Bedford, it's a spot called Old West Cafe.
Yeah.
Love that spot. It's right off the highway. It's a good little breakfast spot. If I'm going to Austin, Austin's tough, bro, because there's so many good restaurants down there. I love going to Gus's Fried Chicken, that's downtown. Home Slice Pizza obviously is dope. There's another pizza spot I can't think of, but Home Slice is good. Franklin's is dope. I actually just had Franklin's for the first time this past summer. That was a really, really good.
Did you have to sit in line?
I actually got, so through the, since it was the COVID stuff, like, we ordered, like, online, like, a couple of days in advance, and we were able just to go curbside and get it, so that was nice. Dope. I love Whataburger, bros. Anytime I get some Whataburger anywhere in Texas, I'm gonna go for that.
Hey, that's what's up. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the question, Jesse. We'll get Cairo back on.
Who is the player that was the biggest mentor to you getting into the NBA?
Got you. Okay. One of the biggest ones, George Hill. He's actually one of the guys, like, I like a lot, and, like, one of the guys that I have a lot of respect for. Yama Hime was another one. Those two were really big, you know, in my development, with off the court stuff. But probably the biggest one was Al Jefferson. He came over to our team the second year, and he was just a great mentor with life, basketball. He's just a lighthearted, great guy, never complained, came and got his work in, and just probably gave the most solid advice. So I would definitely say that Al Jefferson was the best.
All right, thank you so much, Miles.
No worries.
We got a couple more questions. Don't want to keep Miles here all night, so we'll get George up next.
Hey, Miles, I appreciate you being on here, man. I had a couple basketball questions, but I'm going to stick it to a shorter question out of respect for the last people who have a question. So obviously in life, right, not just, you know, for athletes, but the more successful you get, the more people you have to separate, right? The more people that try to get in your life and, yeah. You know, some are there and they see you as a potential moneymaker. Some are there because they actually care about you, right? So how in your life have you managed to kind of separate people's motives? And like, how hard is that? Because I'm sure it's like, it's hard to say no to people, especially when, you know, maybe, you know, you've known them for a long time.
Man, yeah, that's a great question. For me, man, one thing I would always say is a parent's intuition is a very real thing. And they can read people or read rooms better than you ever will be able to, or before you can even know it. So I really listen, I lean on them for a lot of advice when it comes to people and whatnot. But as far as me making my own decisions, I can count on one hand how many friends I have, you know, as far as like people who I trust and people who I'm really close with. And those are only people I take advice from or, you know, lend my hand out to. You know, other people, I have like a one-time thing. Like, I'll help you one time, but like, don't ever come to me again in a sense. So this is it. So people that I've been cool with or people that, you know, maybe are down bad, I'm trying to help them out. Like, I have a one-time deal with them. But as far as weaning the people out, my first couple of years, it was hard. I was saying yes to everybody. I was telling people would ask me for things. I would go out of my way to make stuff happen for people that wouldn't do the same for me. You know, I felt like I owed people. You know, I had survivor's remorse in a sense, you know, making it to the league and a lot of people around me who didn't do much of their lives. So I feel like I owed them something. But I just got rid of that mindset, and that's what helped me out.
I appreciate it, man. That's a great answer.
So we'll get Espanyol next.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Title, thank you very much. This has been an awesome podcast. Miles, big fan of yours, man. Thank you very much for doing this. A lot of really cool answers and a lot of perspective on life, which was interesting. I want to ask you a bit of a fun question. In the locker room, you've had a lot of personalities throughout your career kind of come and go in that Pacers locker room. I want to know, out of all of them, who had the worst taste in music in the locker room?
Worst taste in music in the locker room.
Who had the worst aux game? Yeah, exactly.
Aux game. I got you. It's funny. A lot of people would say me because I drive them crazy because I listen to country music. I listen to rock and roll, and people hate that. But if I had to pick somebody, I'd probably say Goga, bro. Goga. He gets on my nerves because he always talks about how my music's trash, but he'll put on some foreign, like, I guess Georgian music, and nobody knows what the hell the dude is saying. It's a completely different language.
That's awesome.
But he, like, goes with that. So I would probably say Goga.
That's awesome, man. All right, cool. Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Okay, wait. Before you jump off.
Okay.
Esfander, is that how you say your name?
Man, you can call me whatever you like. My name is S.
No, I want to know how you properly pronounce it.
Properly say it? Esfandiar. Yeah.
Sfandia. Okay. He's from the score, FYI. So, you know, thank love you. Canadian thank love.
Yeah. Shout out my Canadian people. I love what you guys are doing here. That's it.
Thank you. All right.
We got three more questions, and then we'll let Miles get out of here. So we got Kyle next.
Hey, Miles. Thank you so much for doing this. I was a big fan of the player Miles Turner before this podcast. And after listening, I'm now a big fan of the person Miles Turner as well. Just moving away from basketball, I just want to get your what are your top three favorite Marvel movies? Hearing that you're a big Spider-Man fan, I'm really excited to hear.
Yes.
That's a great, good question. Okay, bro. So the original Iron Man, that was awesome to me. I thought that was like really transcended everything. I think it came out like 2008. I'm going to go see that with my dad. I thought that was dope. I see the first Iron Man. This is hard. There's so many good. Top three? That's tough. I really love the Guardians of the Galaxies. I like the second one a lot, so I'll throw that one in there. I know it's not a movie, but I was a huge, huge fan of Daredevil on Netflix. That was really cool for me. So I know it's not a movie, but I'll move on from that one. Let's see here. So Guardians of the Galaxy, the original Iron Man, and maybe the second Captain America, the one Winter Soldier. I really like that one as well. So for okay, saying awesome. Out the yeah. movie, that's my Marvel. Yeah.
So there's so pretty many decent choices.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks so much, Miles, and good luck for the rest
no
of
worries.
The
worries. Appreciate it, man.
We got Dale up.
Hey, Miles, first and foremost, man, you're a real one. Huge fan before, even bigger fan after today. My question to you is, if you could play in any era of the NBA, excluding the present, which one would you play in and why?
Wow, great question. I think I would probably play in the late 80s, early 90s. And I think I you know what? Yeah, I'd probably say late 80s, early 90s, because I think that's when – basketball kind of started, had a resurgence in a sense. Like, obviously, it had some lackluster. It kind of lost its purity in a sense. But when Magic Johnson, Bird, all those guys came back and brought the game back to where it was, it was really, I think that's when basketball was at its purest in a sense. And I think it was a lot harder to play in that era as well. And I got respect for all the veterans that came out, you know, from them. So I'll probably say late 80s, early 90s.
Amazing, man. Appreciate you.
And Miles, before we wrap up, I forgot to ask you on the podcast, but we didn't touch on league fits, swag. Who would you say needs the the biggest wardrobe makeover?
On the current team?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's tough because everybody pretty much dresses pretty good. Let me think.
Chat saying TJ.
TJ, which one? Because Warren, TJ McConnell, he's got his own little father, like his pop swag. You know, he's recently a new dad, so he got his like a.
He's got pop swag. I love that.
He's got pop swag. Yeah, he got that going. I guess maybe Doug. I think maybe because Doug doesn't really like do anything that's gonna like blow you away in a sense. He just shows up to work. He wears what he wears. It's nothing like crazy. So if I guess somebody like a huge like makeover, maybe Doug. I don't know.
Sounds good.
Very mean question, Kurt. Very mean.
Well, Miles, I appreciate everything. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, man. It's
no worries, man. I appreciate all the questions, everybody. Hey, I appreciate everybody taking the time just to rock with me for a little bit.
Needless to say, we're all much bigger fans than we were starting out, which is saying a lot.
Thank you. Thank you again, Miles. Thank you to everybody that participated in the locker room. If you guys missed some of Miles' podcasts on here, we'll be dropping it on Thursday, so go check it out. Miles is an interesting dude. It was a lot of fun to talk to, so you guys will get to hear a lot if you miss some. Thanks again, Miles. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good one, guys.